I'd like to welcome everyone to the Colville City Planning Commission meeting for July 15th, 2024. Start out with the roll call.
Sophie Rice.
Stephanie Bowen.
Jeff White.
Tim Bristow.
Okay. Cindy's absent. She's excused today, but we still have a quorum. So would you all please stand and follow me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, first item on the agenda, public input. Any ideas, concerns, comments, questions, or issues about anything not on the agenda from the public?
Anybody?
All right. Next item is public hearing review, discussion, possible recommendation, more subdivision, lot one plat amendment, adding a new proposed lot. Don will go.
Okay. Centered just a little bit. So this is a proposed subdivision plat amendment for, as you indicated, Chair White, a new lot addition to one of the lots in the subdivision. Let's give a brief background. Let me scan down to the aerial photo. This is the property most of you are familiar with. Here's obviously the high school football field. So this is 100 South. So the way this is accessed, here's the Schoolhouse Hill. I'm up around by the Health Center. Come down the lane and into the subdivision right here. Is Tommy and Christy Moore's house for reference. And the proposal that comes up to here, this is Bart and Wendy Theriot's home for reference on the top end. This is the lot in blue that's being changed within the subdivision. The entire subdivision includes this entire area here. Recorded back in 2006. So it involves two lots, existing lots, lot one and lot two. This would be lot three. The applicants are proposing in this corner right here of the property of lot one. The idea here was to preserve as much as possible the agricultural field and operation. This is on a relatively hillside. There are some steeper slopes clear up here in the top end, but it is buildable down in this lower portion of the property. Well, that's kind of the reference of the how the property's laid out. So this would be lot three in the subdivision as it's platted and will be recorded. This would be lot three. So the new lot will be accessed from that existing lane. It's a common driveway. This would be the third access point on that driveway, which under our code meets the driveway standard for up to three lots. 12 feet wide drivable surface, at least 24 feet of right-of-way, which it does have. The majority of the subdivision, the Moore subdivision, is in the high-density residential zone, the R8 zone. Just that small portion where the applicant's proposing the lot is in the RA, residential agricultural zone. So where that lot bisects a zoning district, the density or the development right will need to be accounted for. So we're just suggesting that a note be included on the plat that addresses that any future development of lot one will account for this lot being created, which is one development right from that entire property that will be used within the subdivision. The required setbacks should be identified on the plat. That's kind of what the city has requested on other subdivisions. And then any steep slope, 30% or greater, also be reflected on the amended plat. Just so it, when we come down to building permit, we know that that's a non-developable portion of the property since that's classified as sensitive lands. Anything above 30% or greater in slope. The applicant will need to transfer a water share to the city or pay the required fee in lieu of for the culinary water service. Secondary will need to be provided by either an existing water company. I think you do have, aren't you on Robinson Ditch up there? Is that what it is? So I just need to have, you know, as long as they're being provided water through the Robinson Ditch, a private water company, there's no need for city secondary water for that service. If there was a need, then the city does require a transfer of a water share for secondary water. North Summit Fire District will need to obviously review and comment on the plat as it proceeds forward to the city council. The utilities, all the other utilities in the subdivision, such as sewer and the water line, will be extended up that lane to serve the property. It does go, show you again on the plat. Utilities go to here. There is an extension right here to Tommy and Christie's house. And so the utilities stop right here. So they'll need to be extended up the lane to this lot right here. All the utilities. The process for this application where it involves a new lot requires a public hearing with the Planning Commission and a recommendation to the City Council, and the City Council does the same thing. They conduct a public hearing and are the land use authority on these plat amendments for approval. It's the staff recommendation that the Planning Commission review, discuss the project. The applicants here can address any questions you might have or present any additional information. And once that occurs, we'd recommend you conduct the public hearing and then consider the following conditions if you proceed ahead with a recommendation on this project. One is that all the remaining items of the subdivision plat be addressed by the applicant and verified by staff. That's North Summit Fire District approval, the setbacks, the steep slope identification, and anything else required by the code. That a note be placed on the plat, as I indicated, that a future re-subdivision or development of lot one shall account for the one development right being used for lot three. All required setbacks shown, slopes 30% or greater shown. And then here's the transfer of water share for culinary water service, and secondary, again, is provided by a private water company. And then North Summit Fire District review comment. An alternative action, the Planning Commission can provide additional direction to staff and the applicant for continued review and consideration of at a subsequent meeting. Let me just, before you ask the applicant to come up and participate, let me just show you the existing subdivision plat right here. Again, here's Tommy and Christy Moore's. It's an out parcel out of the subdivision, but their home is right here. Here's the lane that comes up to this parcel or this area of the subdivision lot that's proposed for lot three. And here's lot two. This would be lot three in the subdivision. Here's the surveys plat, preliminary plat for the project. So here's again the, let me zoom up on that a little bit more. Here's the proposed lot, labeled lot two, but it will be lot three in the subdivision. It's 0.36 acres in size is what the size of the parcel is, or the lot will size is. And here's kind of an overlay. So you can see kind of the context of what's around it as I've identified some of these structures and properties. Deeper slope is right up in this corner. You can see the tight contour lines. They'll just need to be identified and shown on the final plat. So we just know that the development portion is available for the home construction at the time of building permit. That's all I had for now. Unless you had any questions of staff.
I don't have any questions right now.
No question. Well, we can turn the time over to the applicant for whatever you want to explain or say. Okay. Oh, yeah. Step up to the mic so they can hear you online. Or
I'm not used to this kind of stuff. Anyway, my husband and I are having our grandson, Cameron Richens, represent us in this matter. He's the one that wants to build the house, so.
So I don't have any additional information. If there are any questions, hopefully I could answer them for you, but I think Don pretty well covered everything that we're looking to do. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
I don't have any
questions. Okay. Right. I thought a courtroom was stressful. This is rough.
You shouldn't be too stressed here. Okay, so go ahead and open a public hearing then. So we'll open a public hearing on more subdivision lot one. Anybody who has any questions or comments, if you'd step up to the mic and state your name and address and your comments.
Well, I think we've talked about it, but we were talking about the height of the home. It was just going to be a one story with a basement. Is there height restrictions when it comes to...
Say who you are and your address.
Wendy. And this property is next to ours.
Okay.
Did we... We talked about personally, correct. You know, it was going to be a one story with a basement.
It'll be within city guidelines.
Yeah, it'll just be within city guidelines. They'll comply with that. But
and what is that?
The city code requirements for single family dwelling height is 35 feet max.
35 feet.
That's measured from existing grade to the top of the ridge line.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Anybody raising their hand online or anything? Anybody have any more comments or questions? Seeing no questions or comment, other questions or comments, we'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the council for discussion and possible recommendations.
It seems pretty straightforward to me.
Yeah, I think so too. As long as I think we should use the recommendations that Don has on here in a motion and let the city council worry about it.
I think it just, does it go on to city council? I thought it does.
No, where it's creating an additional lot. It does require city council review.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I move that Planning Commission recommends a positive recommendation to the City Council for approval of the Moore Subdivision Lot 1 amended plat with the seven, right?
Thank you. Yep.
Conditions as outlined in the staff report.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I guess next step, get with Dawn and get those things shown on the plat and get on the city council's agenda.
Okay. So, yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Don, for all the work. Hey, see ya.
Thank you. All right. Updates. Don, Community Development Director updates.
Oops, wrong one. There we go. Okay, just wanted to go through, I won't go through all these, but this some that you might be interested in. I thought the River's Edge Wild Estates final plat CDs was finally approved by the City Council. So that's proceeding forward. There's some things that Courtney Richens, the applicant, needs to do to finalize the plat for recordation, both on the River's Edge side and on the wild property side of the interstate, and address some engineering and other just platting requirements. But it is through the City Council and in final form for recordation of the plats and initiating construction of phase one. Second, Wally phase 2D final plan and construction drawings. This is the six resort units, the cabin resort units. It's been with the City Council for some time. Since March is when they had their first meeting on this and public hearing. And it's been a lot of discussion about relationship of the resort units to transient room tax. Developer addressed that through a development agreement amendment, which was approved. And now they're back on the agenda on next Monday for approval of the final plat and construction drawings for this next phase. North Summit Hill development plan and annexation petition, that is now proceeding forward to the City Council for a determination of acceptance or non-acceptance of the petition in terms of moving forward. So
is this the one up Allen Hollow?
No, this is the NS Hill.
Okay.
Robinson property on NS Hill.
All right.
Kind of goes back around the backside.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's the developer is proposing, which if the City Council accepts that petition, it comes to the Planning Commission next. But it's the concept plan that they have submitted shows, you know, larger lots, fairly sensitively placed home sites, so they're not on ridge lines and steep hillsides. They're kind of more tucked in and around, mostly back behind the NS Hill. But if as I indicated, if the City Council accepts the petition and it moves forward, then the next process comes to you for consideration of their concept plan, preliminary plan, and zoning, what the zoning would be. Now, luckily, we've already gone through a process of the future land use map with the general plan update, so it pretty much has the zoning there that would be associated with this property, which you'll review and look at that time, as well as the overall development plan. Jumping down to long-range planning, is there any question about anything on here, just let me know. Address it, but next thing I wanted to mention, code updates. You know, we have those completed, and did I send you all the final code?
I don't think I saw it.
Gosh, I may have not done that. I'll send you all the final code that's now on our website.
I would love that. I'd also go to the website, though, it sounds like. Went to the website today to pay my bill.
I believe I haven't done that already. I apologize for that. I'll send a PDF of the entire code so you can have it on your desktop or on your phone or whatever. And you can access the entire code in one place now. It's pretty simple. So we are working with Muni Code right now. The City Council authorized that proceeding forward to be interactive on our website when that's done, so you'll be able to search and all the way through. You can kind of do that even with the PDF. If you know how to do that, you can do a search. There's a search. You can just click on the table of contents item. It will take you right to the section of the code where that is, even on a PDF. But when it gets into in the Muni Code system, it's a lot more interactive and print, send it. You can share it. There's a lot more functions that'll be available when that gets up and running. So what's the latest on that right now, Rochelle?
We're going to be meeting with Civic Co tomorrow.
So we're getting some updates tomorrow and then see where that is, and it'll be fairly soon, I'm anticipating. That's all going to be well and good, but the next little wave of code amendments is this Senate Bill 174, the administrative amendments from the state. legislature adoption of that bill that creates, this is where this is going to create the provisions within the code. I just reviewed the draft over the weekend. Sheldon's finalizing his review tomorrow. Then we'll get with our consultant, the Hansen Group, who's doing this for us, that we'll get this scheduled. It comes first to the Planning Commission. It is a code amendment. You'll review it first. But what it does is essentially takes all administrative duties, subdivisions, conditional use permits, low impact permits, any other administrative action will fall here with the plan. No longer will go to the city. The idea was to separate the powers of administrative from legislative, is what the legislature is trying. City Council will still address development code amendments, general plan amendments, long-range planning items mostly, and of course their budget and all those kind of things. But any action having to do with development,
anything that falls within
goes with planning.
The rules that doesn't change.
Yeah, that's
rules,
exactly the point.
Right? Falls within the rules. Then
here's the code rules, and if it meets the code, it's really a simplified process. It goes preliminary and then a quick final, and you will be the approving body as it's drafted now, the approving body, and it'll just be more of an expedited process and more like black and white, meets the code or doesn't meet the code. Doesn't meet the code, and not approved. So it's fairly straightforward process. But it does take all the administrative actions and puts them with the Planning Commission. There's a couple of options there that's part of that. That you'll see in the amendments. One is to have, in terms of the reviewing entity, obviously will be the Community Development Department, but be also, we're suggesting a member of the Planning Commission be on that review to kind of just be an additional resource. The city attorney would be in that review. It's called the Administrative Review Committee that will kind of aid in the review process, but then it will come here for one required public hearing. Just one public hearing is allowed under that statute, and then approval is with the Planning Commission. It'll be interesting. I think you'll find it very intriguing as you review the language. It's a drastic change from what we've had before in terms of how projects are processed. There's time frames on how long it can be in the process. No longer can a jurisdiction drag out any development. It has to be like 30 days. 90 days in some cases, and then at the most it's 180 days for any major actions. So it will be interesting to see how this applies. All jurisdictions in the entire state of Utah have to adopt these. All cities and towns of like our city is fifth class or less of a city has to have it adopted by December. End of December. That's why we're trying to get this in process. Any other questions on that? And that's really all I had for updates. Got anything else for me?
The down by the cliff trailhead, what's going on?
So what that is the mayor was able to get a grant to help improve that area. And so we met with a design team last summer, trying to decide how we could improve the area. Right now it's used for, people will come go there for lunch. It's right next to the river, which is a little cooler. You got the trees on the south side. And so we're kind of kept that same theme. So it'll be additional picnic benches put in there, in around more improved spaces. It'll be a trail connection that will go up to the petroglyphs. And then they've extended the trail to match up with the Courthouse Hill project you saw along the front. And then the other trail that's phase two of the project will go back behind, and it'll be a trail that will go clear out to the in the Allen Hollow area, connect up by the cemetery. So we'll have that loop all the way through. There'll be a area where, so there'll be a parking area. So, you know, an improved parking area, paved and striped and everything. So it'll be improved in parking area. The entry will rather than be the whole stretch of the road like it is now, it'll be organized into an entry. There'll be boulders on both sides that kind of help guide parking, so it's not all the way across the frontage. There'll be some landscaping back where it works along the river. There'll be a access to the river, kind of a stepping stone, I think we added up, or ties, maybe it's timber, I can't remember, that actually you can get, you can walk right down to the river's edge and have a little area there to sit and eat lunch right next to the river. So it, I think, you know, it'd be kind of cool, I think, when it's done. But that's what's going on. That's a great question. Thanks, Tim.
Okay, any planning commission updates?
I got nothing.
I don't have any.
Okay, possible approval of minutes. I wasn't here, so I can't help.
I didn't have any comments on the minutes.
Stephanie did awesome.
Muddled my way through. I wouldn't say awesome would be the way to describe it.
All you gotta do is read off the agenda. And
it was a bigger agenda than tonight.
Oh, okay.
Though, yes, that is basically true. Oh, does someone need to make a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, sure.
I'll move to approve the minutes for Monday, June 17th, 2024.
I'll second it.
We moved and seconded to approve the minutes from June 17th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Minutes approved.
Come on, Tim. You can move to adjourn.
I'll make motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Meeting adjourned.
You guys are great. Thank you.
That's easy.